This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Purdue University has received a $500,000 grant from the Federal Aviation Administration to support a program to introduce careers in aviation to high school students. Purdue Assistant Professor Damon Lurser says the program will involve a training the trainer model at four high schools.
At each high school, we're going to be recruiting two teachers, and then those teachers we are going to train to actually become FAA certified advanced ground instructors for the traditional manned pilot. The teachers will also earn their FAA Part 107 small unmanned aircraft.
Next year, the teachers will host a series of summer aviation camps for students to earn FAA credentials. Ascension St. Vincent Evansville on Monday announced its acquisition of Midwest Neurological, also based in Evansville. Financial terms of the deal are not being disclosed, but three board-certified neurologists will be joining the Ascension team as a result. The Allen County Democratic Party will hold a caucus on April 20th to determine the new mayor of Fort Wayne following the passing of former Mayor Tom Henry. Anyone interested in running must apply by 10:30 a.m. on April 17th. Thus far, only two people have announced campaigns to run. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A Central Indiana health system is filing suit to claw back wage overpayments to one of its physicians. IIB's Kate Sharon has details.
Riverview Health says in a lawsuit that it overpaid a physician for on-call services for 11 years, and it is now suing the doctor in Hamilton Superior Court for more than $60,000 it claims she hasn't paid back. The Hamilton County-owned healthcare system first notified Dr. Lisa Bledsoe of the overpayment in October 2020. According to the lawsuit, Riverview's notification letter said that it was only seeking to collect six of the 11 years in overpayments, an amount totaling $228,231. To accomplish that, it began deducting 25% from her regular biweekly paychecks to gradually cover the debt. The overpayments occurred from 2009 to 2020, and Riverview acknowledges in the lawsuit that the community health clinic where Bledsoe had been contracted to provide on-call services closed at the end of 2015. Riverview's lawsuit said Bledsoe left the hospital system's employment in August 2023 and still owed $6,640 in overpaid wages. The complaint says the hospital has sent two demand letters to Bledsoe and has been unable to collect. Bledsoe is now listed as a physician at Wendell Family Medicine in Wendell, North Carolina. Our partners at the Indiana Lawyer left a message for her there, but she did not immediately respond. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business, Radio.
A 53-year-old sales representative for Indianapolis-based drug maker Eli Lilly and Company, who says the company systematically denied promotions to qualified employees older than 40, can pursue her case as a collective action, a federal judge has ruled. The ruling opens the door potentially to hundreds of Lilly employees over 40 years old who have been denied promotions for which they feel they were qualified since February 12, 2022. U.S. District Judge Tanya Walton Pratt last week granted conditional collective certification in the discrimination lawsuit brought by Monica Richards, a Lilly sales representative in Massachusetts who has worked for Lilly since 2016. Richards said she was passed over for promotion in 2022 by a 27-year-old employee with less than 3 years' worth of sales experience. IU President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.